Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. It's a little bit late. It's a Sunday. We went to church, walked the dogs, did all the family stuff we had to do this morning. But anyway, back on. Wanted to go because this is our 699th episode. We're almost 700, so Monday will be 700 episodes. But today's topic, I wanted to talk about what value are you? Like, what is your value to the company? I was watching a video on bringing your value as a leader and all that kind of thing. And then I was thinking the question I always get, when can we get rid of the Scrum Master? When do we don't need the Agile Coach anymore? So there's a real question out there. How do you prove your value to an organization? We're going to talk about that a little bit today. And this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to the customer, which we're going to talk about today. Not work crazy hours to do that and get home to family and friends so you can have fun, enjoy things, enjoy life, grow as a person outside of work too, and bring that diversity of thought into the workplace and have fun. Work should be fun. Home should be fun too. Sometimes it gets a little crazy, but hopefully it'll be good. So with that, what is your value? Question. When do we not need the Scrum Master anymore? Question. When do we not need the Agile Coach anymore, right? We talked yesterday about the Scrum Master and Product Owner don't need to go to daily Scrum, which I totally disagree with, and I will disagree with that forever, right? So on that thought process, okay, then what value does the Scrum Master? How do you prove your value? And we need to do that in the world to keep the job. Outright legitimate, straight up telling you that now. They don't tell you how to do that in the classes, right? They don't show you how to prove your value. I'm going to do a couple metrics today, things to think about, but I'm also going to challenge you, okay? So as a coach, I'm going to challenge you. Maybe you can text me, send me some message back, or how do you prove your value? How do you show that you have helped the organization grow? Think about it when you get a chance to watch this. Write some stuff down, some ideas. I'm going to throw some ideas, simple ones that you can use. But you got to really think about it because it's very important. The reason why all these people say, when do we don't need the Scrum Master? When do we don't need that? When do we don't need it? Because we're not doing a good job marketing ourselves as value add to the company, to be honest with you. Yeah, we teach them how to do Scrum. Oh, they're done. They know how to do Scrum. They've been doing it. Though most times it's not. They've been doing Scrum for a year or whatever. They're good, right? Okay, good. Great. So this is what I'm going to talk about, how you and I can show our value. Some of the things I need to do. Some of this is stuff I need to redo every time I go to a company and reestablish that thing. Like you could count how many dashboards you create. Fine. You can create how many meetings you run. I don't think running a meeting actually adds value, though it could. Depends what comes out of that. So let's talk about that. So what are things I do? I do one-on-ones. I help people personal growth. But how do you measure that personal growth? You could do surveys, right? Some people love surveys. I'm not a big survey person. But you can. You can do a survey. Has it helped? Has it made you think about it and get that subjective data? And it is subjective, or is it objective? I think it's subjective data related to how they did. So you can do a survey. Don't do it too often. Everybody wants to do surveys. People don't like surveys unless they see process improvement as a result of the survey. You can ask people, right? But that does that really translate into corporate, into why do we want to keep hiring? Probably not. So let's think about this. I'm going to give you a couple as a idea. I'm going to give you two, right? One, coaching teams, velocity, history. So I'll get, let's say, is this your capacity or velocity? So we got a velocity chart and people are like, oh, velocity is evil. Let's just do it, right? What is my value add? Big question here on the whiteboard. So we got a chart of velocity over time. And you're going to get, let's say you're going to go up and I'm going to do two colors. Do I have another color? I have a black ink one. Does this black one work?
Hold on.
I want to use two colors. It's got a magnet on it. Dude, there you go.
Does this one work too?
Oh, yeah, cool. We're in business. So we got a blue one and a black one. Though maybe you won't be able to tell the difference. So blue is going to be committed, and black is going to be what was done. So maybe you're committed, is up there, and it comes down, it goes up, comes down, up, down, 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 you know, like that, right? So your black is what you got done. You got more done. Does this switch thing, and then it kind of gets in there, right? So if you did that cone, and there's that cone shape, right? You ever see that cone shape on your classes? So this is the cone. And then you figure out your average, and then theoretically it should go up, right, for a while until you hit another plateau. So you're figuring out what your average is. Really right now, you have a big, I want to see a difference between what you commit to and what you get done. And this is pretty large, and it should get smaller over time, ideally. And this is your variance. Variance between commit versus done. We're using the word done just because we like done. So that's your variance right there, right? Variance. And as you go, you can show how you as a team, as a facilitator of the group, help them manage into a point where they get a predictable variance. Now we're predictable. Right? So now we're in a predictable range. So now as we estimate how much work we can do, we're very predictable. Most of my teams, when I get in there, sometimes they're up 25. I have teams that are 50% unpredictable. I like getting my teams under 10, less than 10%. Ideally, less than 5%, which is like a story or two. She only missed a story or two. It's like one or two, three or four, maybe, stories. Right? So to be predictable, you're only going to miss maybe one or two because you're always pushing the envelope. If you hit every time, you're not pushing the envelope. Okay? So that's the honesty. So that's one. So here I can show where I'm helping the teams become predictable. So that's one metric you can show. Are you improving predictability? Now another metric I want to share with you. So that's predictability. There's other variations. Again, there's growth up here. Growth. That blue is, I think my blue one's dying. Growth. That's your next phase, right? So first off, you do predictability when you get a new team. Other one, how about your curves? How about your burn down curves? Right? A lot of times when you first get a train, we're going to do burn down here. This is burn down. So what you do is you graph this and you should apply this to your management as you go. There's reason to help the teams understand and also you to promote yourself what value add that you have. One, I'm improving predictability. It's a good thing, right? The other one, burn down. Getting stuff to done so your predictability goes up. So it's a double supply. So, you know, we have the straight line. Yeah, we can do the straight line. That's the one in the book, right? But what really happens? First couple sprints, unless they're really good, they're up here somewhere, and then they come down. Boom, right? That's like first sprint, right? And then the second sprint, wish I had... You know, I had a million colors. I think the dog ate them. Did you eat all my colors, dog? You ate everything else. You ate dirt the other day. She's ignoring me. Okay, the second sprint, you know, maybe down here, and then you get down here. Maybe this is like the second, right? And I'm exaggerating because if you get that done in two sprints, it's usually like four sprints, four or more. Get a four sprint, come down, come, you know, maybe coming down here like that. Maybe that's your third sprint. And I'm just exaggerating that for purpose of this I don't have much room on this paper. In reality, probably four sprints. If it's not there, you got a question. So this might be another metric to show value where you're showing that the team is getting rapid feedback loops, right? Rapid feedback loops. So there's two metrics you can show really easy. And I really suggest for you to plot this stuff or capture images of it somehow on your as you go, your teams, lay this out. How has the teams improved since you started there? So one is the velocity over time, right? This is time. And you want to get predictable. How good predictability you have. Your team is only maybe missing one or two stories because they're making all the stories all the time. They always get it. They're lying. You're going to get an answer because like one day I will counter you and say, you're lying. You're making up your stuff. You're floating your numbers. Two, you need to challenge them. And then later on, you could do improving the teams. How's that going up? And then unless you're doing by hours, we had a whole show about that. And the other one is just show you burndown history. How have you helped facilitate the burn down so they get rapid feedback loops on what they're doing? So those are a couple things. What is your value, right? What is your value? So I wanted to share with you these two simple ones. I'll do more as we go. But I just wanted to share two in the show and keep it tight underneath our 15-minute mark. So that I just wanted to share that with you. So some things you can do to show that you're valued to the company. You got to do it. Things you got to do. The ones who succeed and grow, build wealth, show the value to their customers so that they keep bringing you back. Otherwise, they're going to get rid of you. Sorry to be a downer. I know you're doing good. You just got to track it and show it, right? So there's a couple of metrics you can use to do that. With that, please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. I want to wish you the best. I want everyone to be happy. Good Scrum jobs, helping out organizations. And sometimes we have to educate the organization on how we contribute to them. They don't know. They don't realize it. And those two graphs, just two simple ones that you can do. You can track, just pick today or when you started. You can go back in the system. You can look at the burn down charts. And maybe it'll be eye-opener to you. Are you changing that velocity? And maybe tomorrow I'll show you actually how to plot that and give an example of some things. So with that, I say best of luck. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget our podcast shows. And I guess that's it. Happy scrumming. Enjoy. See you tomorrow, Monday. Bye.